Yes, the apostles of the New Testament taught that the Gentile believers must observe the Sabbath, must honor the Sabbath. I'm curious as to what your speculation would be as to why there is no absolute, clear, overt command to do it either from the Council of Acts 15 or in any of the epistles of Paul.
Well, Acts 15, verse 20 does not address the Ten Commandments per se. There's a very brief comment on some specific issues the Gentiles were struggling with, and they addressed just those issues. That comment there for what the Gentiles are to observe left out very basic things like tell them to honor their father and mother, tell them not to use God's name in vain. I mean, of course, they're to do that. And so I think that the burden is really on people to say, to prove, if God changed the Sabbath, then why don't you hear more about it in the New Testament? In other words, because there was a very real clear change about circumcision between the Old and the New Covenant, you hear all about that through Galatians and Romans and all the writings of Paul, where, you know, they're constantly talking about the issue of circumcision because it was one of the ceremonial laws. If one of the Ten Commandments had been altered or abrogated in the New Testament, it would have just been a pinnacle of teaching that they would be very clear on, especially, you know, something that would have been as obvious as the day of worship. But the silence actually is an endorsement that it hadn't changed. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see. That's an interesting perspective.
For instance, suppose our government should decide that we're going to change what side of the street we drive on. We're going to take on the British motif, where we drive on the left side of the street. If they were not to advertise that thoroughly to the and educate thoroughly the population, can you imagine the traffic snarl that we would have in 24 hours? Because it's an everyday law you live with. This was an every week law. It wasn't an annual feast. And for the Jews to change it from the day that went back to Adam, the seventh day, to a new day, to have silence in the New Testament is the loudest argument that it's still intact.